Chapter 7
Valerie?
Janine gasped after she popped open the door and stepped out of her Grand Prix.
Oh my God, what happened to you? Janine?
Valerie stuttered as she looked at us with sad eyes.
Carter?
It's us, I said as I ran over to the woman. We're here now, it's okay. Valerie suddenly broke down into a fit of sobbing, so I tossed my arms around her and pulled her in close. I ran my hands through her soft brown hair as I tried to console her hysteria. But when I accidentally brushed her left shoulder with my arm, Val let out a gasp and pulled away.
Sorry,
Valerie said through gritted teeth.
I've just got a bit of an injury on the shoulder, that's all.
Upon closer inspection, she was right. There was a small gash about the width of a human thumb, and for a second, I started to wonder if we really were dealing with another werepanther here.
Fuck, Val!
Janine said.
We need to get you to a hospital. No, I'll be okay.
Val shook her head furiously.
Okay? You're covered in blood and dirt, and you've been off the grid for nearly 12 hours. No hospital.
The brunette reiterated.
I'm already doing better. You should have seen me right after I got in the accident.
Accident? I raised an eyebrow. Is that what happened to you?
She can tell us in the car,
Janine said as she put her arm gently around Val.
On the way back to Ada's place. I know Ada at least has some good stuff that can be used to patch this wound.
I'll call the others, I said as Janine walked Val to the car.
Leah's been worried sick, you know.
I heard Janine tell our friend.
This is gonna make her really happy. Great.
Val responded with a hint of sarcasm in her voice. I suppose she wasn't totally over last night's revelation after all. I found Leah in my contacts and pressed the call button, and then I heard her voice through the speaker. It was a bit hard to hear thanks to the ambiance of the music going on in the background, but eventually, I was able to discern what she was saying.
She's not here, Carter!
Leah groaned, and I could just picture the blonde tearing at her hair.
We already went to the spot in the park where she likes to relax, and she's not at her favorite bar right now either. I don't know what to do.
You're not gonna believe this, Leah. I trailed off. But we have Valerie.
What? You found her? Was she on campus?
She was in the woods just beyond the perimeter of campus. She looks like she's in pretty bad shape, though.
What do you mean? Is she okay?
She's covered in blood, but doesn't seem to be majorly injured, I said as I tried to prepare Leah for what she was going to see. And she looks pretty shaken up by something.
Fuck!
Leah said through a trembling voice.
What happened?
I don't know. We're gonna see if we can get her to talk on the way back to Ada's place. You guys meet us there, okay?
Of course.
The blonde woman said, and then she hung up. I slipped my phone into my pocket as I walked over to the Grand Prix, and I saw Valerie was now sitting in the back with one of Janine's UC sweatshirts draped over her torso. Then I opened up the rear door on the passenger side of the car and slid into the seat beside Val. How are you doing?
A lot better now. At least I know where I am now.
You didn't before? I asked as Janine and I shared a confused look. Where have you been for the last 12 hours, Valerie?
I wish I knew.
Val's voice started to tremble, and tears filled her jade eyes.
Just start from the beginning,
Janine suggested with a warm smile.
I'll start driving us back, and you just tell us everything you remember, okay?
Valerie gave the redhead a nod through her teary eyes, so Janine went up, hopped into the driver's seat, and put the car in gear. As we started down the road once more, I looked over to Valerie and placed my hand on her knee. What do you remember about last night, Val? I asked as I looked at her intensely.
Well, I remember what happened in that alleyway,
she said with a slight scoff.
That's for sure. Then I remember going back to Cincy's Jewel, and you and Leah disappeared to go get you a new set of clothes. You two were taking forever, and Naomi wouldn't stop making jokes about how you two were bumping uglies back there. So I decided it was time to head back to my dorm. Then what?
Janine asked from the front seat.
Did you make it back? Leah said it didn't look like you'd been there at all. It was late at night, and I was driving along this road. I was speeding. I know I was going too fast, but I didn't expect something to jump out from the forest in front of me, or that I wouldn't be able to stop in time.
You hit something? I raised an eyebrow. Is that where the blood came from? You were in an accident?
Maybe.
Val shrugged.
I remember slamming on my brakes and the sound of the crash, and then I remember looking through my broken windshield and seeing that whatever I'd hit didn't seem to have a scratch on it.
I trailed off in disbelief. How is that possible? Unless you hit a deer made of pure titanium.
It wasn't a deer,
Val said as she started to cry.
It was something else. It was standing on 2 feet, Carter. I know it was on 2 feet.
Jesus. I shook my head and frowned. What was it?
I don't know. I was disoriented by the crash, going in and out of consciousness, and when I woke up, I was getting dragged through the forest by something. Then I remember it flipping me over onto my back and slicing open my shoulder.
That gash wasn't from the car crash.
It was from that thing that attacked me. It didn't stop there, either. Once I started to bleed, it bit its hand and then pressed its wound up against mine.
Blood conversion,
Janine warned.
Typical among vampires, cultists, zombies, and the Manananggal of the Philippines.
I didn't like any of those options. What happened next, Val? Did it hurt you any more?
That's the weird thing, Carter,
Val said with a shake of her head.
After that, it just walked away and left me there all alone in the forest.
And you got lost? I know the forest can be a bit confusing if you don't know where you're going.
I didn't get lost. Or at least I don't know if I got lost or not. After that thing put its blood in me, I kind of blacked out.
You passed out?
No, I wish I passed out. My eyes rolled back in my head and the world went completely black, but I was still conscious. I could feel my body moving and I could hear the world around me, but it was like I wasn't in control of myself at all.
Damn. I didn't know what the creature was or what he'd done to Val, but it didn't sound good. Then an even more grim thought came into my mind. Valerie had been out wandering this forest for several hours with no control over her body or her actions. And this was also the forest Dr. Hansen claimed half-devoured human remains had been found in not too long ago. It couldn't have been Valerie, though. There was no way she possessed the capability to actually kill someone. Right? So you don't remember anything that happened after you blacked out? Are you sure?
Like I said, it was strange.
Valerie frowned and rubbed tiredly at her face.
It was like I was conscious, but I don't remember anything I said or did. It was kind of like being blackout drunk, if I had to compare it to anything.
And that blood. I tried to tread carefully so she didn't suspect I was interrogating her for a frickin' murder. That's from the crash and where the creature cut you, right?
I think so.
Val trailed off.
There wasn't this much on me when I first blacked out, but I guess I could have been bleeding all night long.
It's a wonder you didn't bleed out. That wound looks gnarly.
Believe it or not, this is actually better than it was when it first happened. It had closed up quite a bit when I finally came out of my trance.
Janine shot me a worried look through the rearview window, so I tried to prod further. When did you wake up? Or come to, or whatever?
About 30 minutes before you got here. I regained consciousness to the sounds of birds and rustling trees, and I was just standing there in the middle of nowhere. I chose a direction and took off in it, and that's when I found you guys.
Damn. I guess it was a good thing Hansen called the cops on us then. If we'd have been any quicker in leaving campus, we wouldn't have found you at all.
I'm just happy you're safe. When Leah and Becca didn't hear back from you, we started to assume the worst.
I think in this case you were right to assume that.
Val chuckled with a hint of hysteria in her voice.
I can't think of a single experience in my life that was worse than what I went through last night.
Well, it's over now, I promised. Whatever tried to hurt you last night isn't going to hurt you again. Not on our fucking watch. Even though the words were coming out of my mouth, I knew it wasn't exactly true. From the sounds of what Valerie was saying, whatever attacked her yesterday wasn't trying to kill her at all. Instead, it tried to turn her. Into what and why and whether or not it succeeded were still questions that needed to be answered. An even more important question was the macabre thought that had entered my head earlier. Was Valerie the one who'd killed the jogger in the woods? Or was it the creature that had turned her? Or had the jogger been dead for a long time and they were just discovering his coyote-eaten body now?
I'm sorry to ask so many questions.
Janine apologized as she broke the silence.
But we're just trying to figure out what exactly happened. What sounds and sensations do you remember from your time being blacked out?
Do you really want to know?
Valerie asked with a frown.
I heard some pretty messed up stuff.
Son of a bitch. Maybe we really didn't want to know, but we certainly needed to know. What did you hear, Val? I asked the brown-haired marketing student.
Something out of my worst nightmares.
She shuddered as the words left her mouth.
There was this sound, like a gurgled shriek, but it didn't sound like a human shriek. It was super low-pitched, to the point where I felt the ground shake beneath my feet as I walked. Then I heard the sounds of all sorts of creatures running through the woods, as well as some screaming.
Screaming? I asked as my blood ran cold. Did anything else happen when you heard the screaming?
Not to my knowledge.
Val shook her head.
It sounded pretty distant to me. Then again, everything sounded like it was being said through an echo chamber when I was in that trance.
I honestly couldn't tell if Val was the culprit or not. Janine apparently couldn't either, because she kept asking more questions.
And that's it?
The redhead asked as we drove through the metropolitan area around us.
You heard some weird noises, some screaming, and some rustling leaves?
I heard the sounds of animals, too. Though those didn't sound right either. It sounded like they were trying to speak to me. Like, directly to me. Fuck. You guys probably think I'm crazy, don't you?
I'm a werepanther, Val. I chuckled as I patted her knee softly. And I've literally met an Egyptian goddess in the flesh. I'm willing to believe just about anything at this point in time.
I guess that's one good thing about me knowing your secret now. I can share this kind of stuff with you without fear of judgment. And Janine studies this shit, so this is completely normal for her.
I study it and I live it.
Janine corrected.
Or didn't Carter tell you?
That you're a fairy child abandoned by your parents? He definitely told me that.
What can I say?
Janine shrugged.
I was too awesome for them.
We drove around the city for a few more minutes before we finally arrived at Ada's nightclub. The three of us pulled into a parking spot at the rear of the building, and then Janine and I helped Val out of the car and walked her slowly inside. We shuffled her through the back hallways and then up the stairs before any of Ada's employees could see her, until finally we came to the lounge area on the second floor. Valerie instantly plopped down on one of the recliner chairs and popped out the footrest.
Oh, fuck me,
she said almost orgasmically.
I don't think I got any sleep last night, between being out late and nearly getting killed by whatever the fuck attacked me.
What do you need right now, Val? Some water, something to eat, a blanket?
A friggin' rum and cola would be nice right about now. I think it's a little too early to start drinking, though. A soda, maybe? Anything diet will do.
One diet soda coming right up, I said, and then Janine and I turned away and started toward the fridge a few rooms down.
We gotta address the elephant in the room, Carter.
Janine sighed once we were alone.
Do you think it was Val who killed that jogger?
Of course not, I said with a shake of my head. She'd never do anything like that.
She wouldn't know. But if she was turned into some sort of vampiric creature, or the mind puppet of some other monster, she most certainly would.
I still don't think it was her. She said the screaming was off in the distance.
She said every sound was like it was off in the distance. That means nothing.
Okay, fine, I finally conceded. Even if she did kill the jogger, which I don't think she did, then what? It obviously wasn't her fault, Janine.
I know that.
The archaeology student nodded.
I just want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Me too. Whatever it takes to keep her and the people around her safe.
First, we have to figure out what attacked her and what did it to her. She didn't really give us much to work with.
We'll have to see if the others have any ideas. With all of our combined minds working together, surely we can figure it out. Janine and I got to the fridge, picked out a can of Diet Cola, and then headed back to the lounge area. But when we got there, Valerie was passed out in the chair with her feet propped up and her head leaned back at a full recline.
We should let her get some rest,
Janine whispered.
She's going to need it when the other three get back and start to bombard her with questions.
I set the can of cola down on the little glass side table next to Val's chair, and then Janine and I went over and sat down on the nearby black leather couch. I placed my arm around the woman, and she snuggled up close as she looked up at me with her brown eyes and smiled from ear to ear. I gave the redhead a kiss on her fiery locks before I started to caress her silky smooth cheek. However, our sensual serenity only lasted a few minutes before we had to come back down to reality. What do you think got to her? You said it sounded like a vampire.
No way.
Janine shook her head.
She was walking around in the middle of the day, Carter. If she was a vampire, she'd have fried the second the sun hit her flesh.
A werepanther, then? Or an actual werewolf?
That doesn't jive either. Werepanthers can only be created by Bast, and a werewolf would just have to bite her, not do a blood transfusion.
What about Newt? He's a were-creature, right? Do were-turtles turn people by transferring their blood into a new host?
That's actually one I don't know much about. In fact, I can't think of a single reference to a were-turtle in anything I've seen in my studies.
Well, they're definitely real. I saw it with my own two eyes. I bet it was that motherfucker. First he finds a way through Naomi's hex, then he tries to kill us, and then he attacks my friend. I can't wait to tear that slimy dude in half.
The only thing that's not really making sense is the whole blacking out thing.
Janine pondered aloud.
If she was turned into a were-creature, she'd be fully aware of her actions. I've never once heard of a were-creature that wasn't in full control of their body and mind.
Dr. Hansen seems to think it's possible, especially when it comes to me.
That's also something we're going to have to deal with sooner rather than later. Since he's my advisor, I know he can just look up my classes and find out what my schedule looks like, so I can't really avoid him if I want to keep going to school, which is not even a frickin' question.
Maybe he'll have calmed down by the next time we see him? Maybe he won't be so bloodthirsty once he's had a day or two to think it over.
I wouldn't hold my breath. I've never seen him so determined in all our time together.
What was with all those spells he was throwing at us anyways? Like, he told us about the one he learned in Iran, but the other two? I still have a giant piece of carpet stuck to my ass.
The Bastion entrapment spell is a fairly simple one. If you are familiar with the creature which you are trying to entrap, that is. It's one of many types of entrapment spells taken from the world of the occult, and each one is cast differently based on which entity your target worships.
So, in my case, it was Bast. I nodded.
Exactly. When you have one of those occult entrapment spells, they're pretty strong. If you really know what you're doing, like Dr. Hansen did, then they're airtight, like a frickin' magic bear trap.
Luckily that bear trap had one glaring weakness. It couldn't distinguish the carpet and the floor beneath as separate structures. And for that I am thankful. What about those weird orbs he was launching at us, though? What the fuck were those things?
Those I am not very familiar with.
Janine shook her head.
But they seemed like a pretty complex spell for sure. Oh my god, Val!
Leah's voice gasped from the staircase, and I looked over to see the polywarm standing next to Ada and Naomi. Val began to stir groggily as she lifted her head and tilted it over in the direction of Leah's voice. But before she could say anything or move, Leah dashed over and threw her arms around her friend's neck.
Don't you ever do that to me again, do you hear me?
Leah sobbed.
I thought you were dead, Val! I'm fine, I'm fine.
Val reassured her friend as she fought back a yawn.
Just exhausted and a bit shaken up, that's all. Fuck me, that's a lot of blood.
Leah sputtered as she pulled away and looked down at Valerie's clothes.
Are you sure you're all right? I will be once I get a warm shower and some sleep.
Val said as she rubbed her eyes.
Hey, baby, some aspirin. My body aches all over. I'm going to go get you some ointment for that wound, love.
Ada said before she dashed off down the hall.
And some bandages. Do you know any healing spells?
Leah said as she looked back at Naomi, but the witch shook her head.
Nothing that powerful. I know how to mend like a small bruise or a paper cut, but I have a feeling she's got a lot more than that.
It'll be okay. Ada's got the supplies to take care of it.
Sure enough, the succubus returned with some ointment, a cloth, and a few bandages. Then Ada strutted over to the injured woman and knelt down so she was at eye level with Val.
Just tell me where it hurts, and Mama will make it all better.
Val trailed off with a weirded-out expression.
Please never refer to yourself as Mama to me, like, ever again.
She has a giant cut on her shoulder. Something attacked her while she was driving home last night.
What?
Leah growled as her hands clenched into fists.
Who hurt her? I'll hunt them down and beat the ever-living shit out of them!
Damn, I kinda liked Leah in Mama Bear mode. We don't know who did this. Val was blacked out most of the time.
Wow, Val was blacked out?
Leah flashed her friend a teasing smile, but the concern underneath was still apparent.
That's a first. Careful now, girl.
Val said as she pulled down the neck of her sweatshirt to reveal her wound.
I might be covered in blood and mud, but I'm still cleaner than you were that night we went to the rave downtown. We don't talk about that,
Leah said as she pursed her lips.
This will probably sting a little, love.
Ada warned as she poured a bit of the special ointment on her hands.
Just stay strong, love.
The succubus touched Val's wound, and the brunette woman clenched her jaw as she let out a long, guttural whine. Her lips pulled back to expose her teeth, and her eyes narrowed as she tried to block out the pain.
So, you're a succubus, huh?
Val asked Ada as her wound was tended to.
So the cat's out of the bag for me, too? What fun. But yes, I am a succubus at your service. How old are you, exactly?
The brunette woman continued.
Everyone at school keeps saying you've had your club since the 1800s at least, but we always just thought it was a funny rumor. No.
Ada clicked her tongue as she rubbed a little more ointment into Val's wound.
You and I both know it's not polite to ask a woman her age. Just know I've been around since long before Cincinnati was a city. Long before the United States was even a thing as well.
As Ada continued to clean and dress Valerie's wound, Val told the rest of our friends what she'd experienced in the woods last night. Eventually, Ada finished up the cleaning, and a few large pieces of gauze were now taped to Val's dark flesh.
Now, about that blood.
Naomi offered as she stepped forward and summoned silver magic into her hand.
Hold still, and I'll get you all cleaned up on the outside.
Wait, I said as I looked at the witch. Is that the same spell you used to—
It is.
Naomi said before I even finished my sentence.
It has many practical uses, you know.
The last time the witch used that spell, it was right after we'd gotten done with anal. My nether regions throbbed as I thought back to how she'd effortlessly pleasured me in ways I'd never even dreamed of. But now was not the time for that. Naomi walked over to Val and placed her glowing hand directly in front of Val's face. The witch then proceeded to slowly move her open palm down Valerie's body, and as she did so, the dirt and blood that had stained her flesh evaporated off her skin and then into nothingness.
Wow.
Val breathed with wide eyes.
That's really damn cool. Where did you learn how to do that?
I trained myself.
Naomi explained, and then she shot me a wink.
It's a spell very, very near and dear to my heart.
Not gonna lie.
Val admitted, as she looked around at all of us.
It's probably going to take me a while to get used to all this magic and paranormal stuff. You'll have all the time in the world, love.
Ada said with a half smirk.
From the sounds of things, you are now a part of the paranormal world. The only question is, what are you? What are you talking about?
Val asked and frowned.
I'm a human being. Not anymore, you aren't.
The succubus replied in a sing-songy voice.
Wait, you think that creature in the woods turned me into something else?
Valerie gulped and the blood drained from her face.
No, I still look and feel human.
But you blacked out.
Janine interjected.
Which means during that whole time you probably weren't yourself at all.
No.
Val shook her head furiously.
If I transformed into another creature, then why are all my clothes still on? Doesn't Carter lose his clothes every time he transforms?
Well, that's a really good point, I said as I rubbed my chin. Val was still fully clothed when we found her in the woods.
Then maybe she was simply brainwashed.
Ada shrugged.
Vampires do that all the time when they're looking for a familiar. I went over this with Carter.
Janine rolled her eyes.
She's not a vampire, or else she would be thirsting for blood right now and she would burn up in the sun. Are you sure you don't know anything about your attacker?
Leah asked her friend.
Anything at all?
It was huge. It could take the impact of a car going 60 miles per hour without even flinching. And it dug into my skin with claws on its hand. It was really fucking wide, too.
It has to be Newt. It matches his description to a T.
But is that how were-turtles are even created?
The fuck if I know.
This is something I wish I could ask Dr. Hansen about, but, well, we're not exactly on his good side right now.
Oh, dear.
Ada frowned.
Did your conversation not go as well as you'd hoped?
He tried to straight up murder me, I said with a long sigh. So, definitely not as good as we'd hoped.
You took him out then? How is Janine gonna graduate with her PhD now?
What? No! No, we didn't kill Dr. Hansen.
Why not?
The witch smirked.
I'd put anyone in the ground the second they tried to hurt me.
He's coming from a good place, believe it or not.
A good place?
Ada tilted her head to the side and crossed her arms across her busty chest.
I think I need to hear this argument. He thinks Carter's a murderer.
Janine blurted out, but then her eyes instantly went wide the second the words left her mouth.
Why would they think that?
Naomi raised an eyebrow at the redhead.
Did something happen while we were away?
There was a body found near campus, I said as I proceeded with caution. A jogger who was torn apart and had his insides eaten.
Hansen found the body?
Ada asked, but I shook my head. No, it was found by the police out in the woods.
The woods?
Valerie asked as her voice grew soft.
Like the woods I was in last night. When did they find the body?
they found it this morning, I said as I took a deep breath.
This morning? Oh.
Val's eyes grew wide with horror, and her mouth fell agape.
Oh, my God. You don't think I did something, did you?
I don't think you killed him, if that's what you're asking. I shook my head.
The scream!
Valerie now buried her face in her hands.
I heard a screaming sound when I was blacked out, Carter. I think I might have done something terrible.
I refuse to believe that. Not for one fucking second.
I should go.
Valerie said as she abruptly put down the chair's leg rest and jumped to her feet.
Before something bad happens to any of you.
No fucking way!
Leah said as she stepped between Val and the staircase.
You need to stay here so we can protect you.
Protect me?
Val scoffed, and she sounded angry, but there were tears of fear in her eyes.
Leah, all the signs are pointing to me being a murderer. I don't think I'm the one who needs protection. You do.
Ada warned.
Whatever that creature was that you encountered last night, and whatever it did to you, I'm sure it's not done. It has formed a special bond with you via the blood transfusion, after all.
You're staying here tonight, Valerie, I said in a firm tone. We insist.
But what if I hurt you?
The brunette hastily wiped at her eyes, but a few tears spilled down her tanned cheeks. You won't. And if you try, well, we'll cross that bridge if we get there.
I can't.
Val shook her head.
You're going to,
Leah said, as she placed her hand on her friend's shoulder.
It's for your safety, and it'll help us understand what happened to you better. Besides, you don't have a car anymore, remember? None of us are giving you a ride, so it looks like you're not going anywhere.
I'll call an Uber.
Val argued, and then she reached down to her side and grabbed at air.
Fuck. My purse was in my car.
See? I shrugged. You can't call a ride, and you don't even have money to pay for it if you do. I think the universe is trying to tell you to stay. Val frowned, but then she finally hung her head and shook it back and forth a few times.
I guess you're right.
She finally said with a frown.
I want my own room, though, just in case things go sideways. Also, do you guys have a shower? Why do you need a shower? I just cleaned you with my magic. I know, I know.
Val said as she rubbed her eyes.
And I really appreciate it. The thing is, Well, this is gonna sound stupid, but I can't sleep unless I take a shower at night. It's not really about getting clean, per se, but it's a mental thing that helps me relax and helps me settle in for the evening. We have a shower room down the hall, love.
Ada said, as she pointed in the direction of the showers.
You may use it at your discretion as much as you like. Would you like me to show you to them? Maybe Carter can, if that's okay. I have a few things I need to talk to him about, privately. If you say so.
Ada shrugged.
Just don't have too much fun while you're in there.
Ada! I don't think it's like that.
Seriously.
Valerie said with a roll of her eyes.
Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm a succubus.
Ada reminded us all.
My mind is in the gutter 100% of the time. That is how I was created.
Come on, Val. I chuckled as I stood from my seat. I'll show you where the towels and soap are and everything. I started down the hallway and Val followed closely behind me. I wasn't sure what she wanted to talk to me about, but I could hear her pulse quickening in her body as we walked away from the rest of the group.